This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A future result.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is the shop that stocks stuff that you never see anywhere. If you've seen one, you've never, I mean, this, you know, that's probably the only one you've ever seen. They've got them in stock. Check them out, reactivegunworks.com. When your house is broken into, there's a thousand things that will be on your mind after the event. Insurance paperwork, police reports, it, and that's if you don't, that's if it just happens, you know. That's if you don't get up and defend yourself. Now the government, or at least the government in California with a K, wants to make it even harder to get through it all because they're going to place a new requirement on those who had a gun stolen. And if you fill it out incorrectly or don't turn it in time, you may be prosecuted, not persecuted, but prosecuted as a criminal. This is SB 894. This requires every person with a few exceptions to report the theft or loss of a firearm he or she owns or possesses to a local law enforcement agency in the jurisdiction in which the theft or loss occurred within 5 days of the time he or she knew or reasonably should have known that the firearm had been stolen or lost. Do you see how subjective that is? What is reasonable and who determines what that is? What if it's a gun that you keep locked up in a place you never go into and the gun gets stolen from there and then one day, two, 3 years down the road, you look for it? And it isn't there. What about them? SB 894 requires every person, with few exceptions, to report the theft or loss. You know. if you forget to submit the paperwork in a timely fashion, which is also subjective, either because they are emotionally stressed or because they misplaced the police paperwork, and they turn it in on the sixth day, they could then be charged on the spot with an infraction and a fine. So they're re-victimizing the crime victim. This time, it's the state victimizing the crime victim. In very typical fashion, the politicians in Sacramento, with a K, are more concerned with the people that follow the law and could care less about criminals that steal firearms from law-abiding gun owners. They're regulating the gun owner more. I mean, it's almost like gun shops. They're regulating every facet of a gun owner's life concerning the gun. SB 894 is currently awaiting a hearing in the Senate Appropriations Committee. The Firearm Policy Council wants you to help defeat that bill. Tell the government to go after criminals and not those who follow the law. There's a petition that they've got up. Go get it. Black voters. Now, besides Black Lives Matter, okay, regular black people, black Americans. Interesting thing that has come out that they're saying that they're more concerned with than, say, police brutality. Recently, Benenson Strategy Group did a phone survey from February 22nd and 28th, And it was part of a report focused on reducing gun violence and improving law enforcement and criminal justice system. It was commissioned by the Joyce Foundation, the Urban Institute, and the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. The Joyce Foundation, thank Valerie Jarrett, thank Barack Obama. The results from that show that gun violence and incarceration rates are a bigger concern for minority voters than police brutality. They did a total of 1,200 registered voters, 600 black American, 600 Hispanic, who said they were likely to participate in this year's election. They were asked their feelings on a number of political and societal issues. In 2014, gun violence was the leading cause of death among young black males and the second leading cause among Hispanic males between the ages of 15 and 34, which is interesting because there's more Hispanic gang members than there are black gang members. Spencer Overton, the president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, said, "We need to listen to those most affected by gun violence and make sure their voices are heard as we formulate solutions. How about leave them alone and let the families function? How about that? Just get out of town. Stop it. You know, liberal stronghold, you know, think about that." When asked, "How much of a problem do you think gun violence is in America today?" 80% of black voters responded that it was an extremely serious problem, while only 54% of Hispanic participants gave the same answer. Black people in America are murdered disproportionately with guns. That response rate does not surprise me. Crime in black neighborhood is horrible. It is deplorable. Why aren't we doing something about it effective? Both groups see police brutality as a much less serious problem. And the two races were more divided on the severity of it. When asked how much of a problem is police misconduct in America today, 50% of black voters said extremely serious, while less than half the number of Hispanic voters, only 24%, answered the same. Additionally, 69% of black participants and 43% of Hispanics said they believe the incarceration rate was extremely serious. I'd be interested to find out if that all I want to know about that are incarcerated amongst the legalized Hispanics here are how many legalized Hispanics are incarcerated. I do not think you should conflate that number with all the illegals that are in the jail, in prison. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for pointing that out. Voters were also asked about the different approaches to reduce gun violence, with black voters more inclined to support socioeconomic services for prevention, which they feel address the root problem as it pertains to crime, as opposed to background checks for gun purchases. Whoa! Some 94% of black participants and 93% of Hispanics supported investing in community programs, including job training, mental health services, and programs specifically for young people. The one time Bloomberg actually did a program that stopped gun violence was when he invested in an area somewhere around New Orleans. He did a heavy investment there. Jobs all of a sudden sprang up and crime went down. Does anybody think that, I don't think there's anybody living in America today, black, white, plaid, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, that wants to run the risk of dying while doing what they do to get money. Drugs, carjacking, drug deals, all that stuff. That could lead to getting killed. Whereas just having a job, a regular job that you can depend on that has benefits and everything else, and you can move up and make some money and do some things in it, that goes a long way. You can actually get into that as a young man and last through it until you become an old man. So 93% of black voters in this survey and 89% of Hispanic showed support to increase funding for job training, life skills support, and mental health and drug abuse counseling for people returning to the community when they've served time in prison. That just means at that point, then they have to redesign who's going to be hiring. When you're the one doing the hiring, things change as far as what you're looking for. So that's something that would have to be overcome. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And we are back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loom Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048.
I do that. I try to do that way every time we come back, simply because when this posts up to YouTube, if I don't do it that way, I'll get a copyright infringement, even though I'm not infringing on it. Right, Ben?
Right.
I may want you to write a letter or note for me. Thank you. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Check them out. Stuff you've never seen in your life is in stock there. Now, recently, the Brady campaign and Google got together to put a plug-in in Google to where if you use that plug-in, you would not be able to get the name of one of the mass shooters that have been out there that have gained all this infamy. This was called the 0 Minutes of Fame campaign. This was billed to scrub the name from the search results, the notorious killers. Now, they posted a 2-minute spot online to advertise this, where they've got a picture of a little boy missing 2 front teeth. Daniel Baden, he's one of the Sandy Hook victims. And the little caption says, "Remember Daniel Baden, give the killer 0 minutes of fame. Brady campaign, hashtag enough." That is in such incredible bad taste. I have long been against this notion that we should just make. Now, for my colleagues at Wright and everything, they will say, well, I'm not going to acknowledge who he is because this is what he sought. However, we are left to pull this apart and deconstruct it. And by focusing on not mentioning the guy's name, these people do what they have done always. I remember, if you remember the Long Island subway shooting or the Long Island train shooting, Colin Ferguson, the shooter, he had a Ruger P-85. Now, I know that years later, decades later, because I never knew who Colin Ferguson was for the early parts of that because it was all about the gun because it was a double-stack magazine. High capacity. This is where we got Carolyn McCarthy out of New York. This is how we achieved her because her husband and son were killed there and she became a crusader at that point. Never mind that Colin Ferguson, who was a truly troubled man, he decided to defend himself. And he did his very level best to try to stare all of these people down, but the ones that survived were having none of it, and he was convicted of this. And I couldn't tell you what actually happened to him as far as if he's still alive or not. But by not mentioning the name, this leaves it open to concentrate on the gun, the tool that was used. Now, that's just part of the problem. Brady campaign, they post this stuff. It's bad taste stuff. And this was meant to be a free downloadable Google Chrome plugin. It wanted to keep infamous murderers and their deeds anonymous. And it wanted to swap out the names and images of notorious shooters with that of their victims. So you would search Holmes, looking for James Holmes, and one of his victims would pop up. Now, wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Some disagreed with the use of the victims and perpetrators side by side and noted that the group even misspelled at least one of the victims' names. Then change.org got involved in it. A change.org petition got started just hours after their debut, and they blasted the Brady Bunch. The petition read, "This 0 minutes of fame campaign sets us all back. It demonstrates poor judgment and a lack of empathy for victims of gun violence for whom seeing mass murderers' faces and hearing their names repeatedly prompts PTSD symptoms. This is something that Brady President Dan Gross should already know." This led the Brady Bunch to pull the PSA for retooling, though they came short of an apology in a post to social media on Friday. They wrote, "We've heard from our supporters and we understand and respect their concerns with the PSA we released earlier this week. And as you may have seen yesterday, we've already taken action to address these concerns. We're also working on a new PSA that will raise awareness about the problem of notoriety for killers. We take the input of victims and survivors very seriously. We remain committed to the effort to deny killers the fame they seek and raise up the voices of victims of gun violence." Then they followed up with this comment to a poster on their Facebook page, wanting to do it in a more sensitive manner. However, as of Sunday, Brady Campaign's retooled 0 Minutes of Fame program is still earning its own infamous mark from some gun violence survivors. As an example, Philip Russo of Redding, California. "My wife was murdered at mass shooting in Alturas, California on February 2014. I find this app to be exploitive or exploitative to victims and survivors. It's just a ploy to commercialize and profit off the tragedies of victims of mass shootings." No kidding. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. The exploitation of this. This makes the Brady Campaign, this gets them donations. This takes and politicizes a cause, a death, if you will, and turns it into a cause. And is never allowed to these people, these poor people are never allowed to rest. And the Brady Campaign, by getting out there and doing this, by getting out there and making this an advertisement, they have shown the truth, which is, this is one of these, it's like a bullet fired from a gun. Once it's out there, you can't pull it back. This is one of these bullets from the guns. I'm congested right now, and it's trying its hardest to mess with me, and I'm trying my hardest to keep it from doing anything. And it's driving me crazy. Excuse me. Finally, they've come out with an app for that, and everybody understands what gun control is all about. They understand my phrase, tap dancing in the blood of the innocents. Let the victims rest. Let them live, you know, give them the peace that sickness took from them. You're all the time talking about mental health. It's not about fame. It's about a fantasy that exists in their mind. We've got to go find that. We've got to understand that. Then we've got to deal with that. We've got to deal with the root causes of that, or this will just keep coming. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that take the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need.
The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Visit and then check out The Aftermath. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. We're the unstockable, the out of stock. Nobody ever has it. They got it. Do you remember the Huffington Post article I did about the revision of the Bill of Rights by young Justin Kermie, the crazy guy who wanted to make the proposition that if you killed somebody in self-defense, you were denying them their rights because they couldn't have a trial? Do you remember that from last week? Apparently, this is he had this one thing he called the five aims of the United States, which the five aims, as he calls it, number one, does it promote justice? Number two, does it ensure domestic tranquility? Number three, does it ensure the common defense? Number four, does it promote the general welfare? Number five, does it secure the blessings of liberty and prosperity? And I want to add number six, does it have a resounding chorus of kumbaya? Well, in his in part two of the revision series, he addressed the First Amendment in reference to those five questions. But it was part three where he decided to go after the Second Amendment that started getting some pushback from the people reading him. When he wrote his main point, the main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice, for everyone has the right for a fair trial. Therefore, using a firearm to defend oneself is not legal because if the attacker is killed, he or she is devoid of his or her rights. In other words, if somebody's trying to murder you and you kill them, you're denying them their right to a trial by killing them back.
So engaging in self-defense by means of a gun, then they forfeit the moral high ground. It's a concept repeated often by the advocacy group Women Against Gun Control. Gun control, the theory that a woman found dead in an alley, raped and strangled with her pantyhose, is morally superior to a woman explaining to police how her attacker got that fatal bullet wound. His assessment using the five aims questions also stops too early, failing to address question five in terms of the victim. A victim who responds to a threat against his or her life with deadly force is certainly ensuring the blessings of liberty and prosperity, as neither are relevant once he is dead. Now, several commenters decided to give him their opinion. So, here are some screenshots. Gene Thornton, the main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice for everyone has the right to fair trial. He writes, if you're coming at me and I believe that you intend to use lethal force against me, then you gave up your right to a trial. I'm not sure why you think there's no such thing as justifiable homicide, but over 200 years of legal precedence disagrees. Lynn Robinson, East Carolina University. Applying the logic to this piece will result in the deaths of quite a few innocent people who could otherwise have defended themselves. If I am ever confronted with this situation, I will act as I believe I should to defend myself and my family. And, of course, the next to the last paragraph reveals the writer's real reason for the piece, the need for complete gun control. And the gun control that he appears to be advocating has only limited success, largely for the reasons stated by Joseph T. Chow. Expecting a carjacker or rapist or drug pusher to care that his possession or use of a gun is unlawful is like expecting a terrorist to care that his car bomb is taking up two parking spaces. Now, more to his point regarding self-defense, the average police response time can vary greatly, but averages in the United States 11.11 minutes, which is a very long time when you're waiting for somebody to help you in a life or death situation. According to the Supreme Court's decision in Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, law enforcement is not a citizen's personal means of self-defense, so it cannot be held responsible if they fail to save the life of someone being threatened. Remember about this part now. Not a citizen's personal means of self-defense. The most common assessment of all the comments directed at Kermie suggested that the real problem with the Second Amendment was not the self-defense issue, but rather that too few Americans have bothered to read and understand it, including Mr. Kermie, who, with his five ridiculous aims, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. He doesn't know what he was doing. That's the fun part. Coming from Eugene Volokh's blog, he was doing a little ditty out there. He's heard this argument often, especially in response to opposition to gun manufacturer lawsuits. When someone driving a Ford Mustang while drunk on Coors Light kills another driver, we don't think that Ford and Coors should be sued. Likewise, when someone uses a handgun, murders someone else, no people respond. Guns are different because they're good for only one thing, killing people. That's all they're good for. So let's do a little simple arithmetic, shall we? There are nearly 400 million guns in the United States today. In 1999, 29,000 people died of firearms injuries, 16,500 in suicides, 11,000 in homicides, 825 in accidents, 300 in police shootings, and 300 in situations where the cause was undetermined. The overwhelming majority of all guns, about 99%, will never be used to kill. They are most likely used for hunting, target shooting, collecting, and just enjoying knowing that you have a gun. All these except target shooting are not my particular thing, but that's what people use them for. And training for self-defense, of course. Now, people might say at this point, when you point this out to them, that what they really meant was that guns are good for only one thing, except entertainment, killing. But that's not right either. Even when a gun is used in a crime, over 90% of the time, no one is killed. It's at most used to threaten. That may be a little bit of a picky objection, but it helps to be precise. So the comment has to be further refined to guns are only good for one thing except entertainment, which is probably over 90% of their use, killing and threatening to kill. At that point, the argument may become factually accurate, but on its own morally and legally meaningless because it lumps together two completely different sorts of killings and threats, offensive and defensive. Both law and most moral systems recognize that there's a huge difference between offensive violence and defensive violence. People sometimes say that defensive use of guns is taking the law into their own hands, but that's not right. The law itself authorizes the use of lethal force when faced with the threat of death or bodily injury. They also recognize that the right to defend yourself is in your hands. A la Gonzalez, thank you. And in fact, while guns are used in crime about 550,000 times per year, they are used defensively nearly 2.5 million times per year and may deter still more crimes because criminals know that some victims have guns. So in conclusion, there are plenty of serious arguments that could be possibly made in favor of gun control, but the claim that guns are special because they're good for only one thing, killing people, makes no sense. It's not an argument. It's a slogan. And it commits three different errors, two factual and one moral. And it's never been true. It has never been true. Not ever, not before. There is a gigantic difference between defensive violence and offensive violence. Defensive violence does not occur unless there is offensive violence first. It cannot occur as a precursor. It is not a, you know, it never exists alone. It never exists pre. It's always a response. And it's our right. And the law does recognize that we are using lethal defense. It's not us taking the law into our own hands. Thank you. As we come up on the last break, when we get back, I'm going to tantalize your conspiracy theory bone just because it's fun to do. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. While you were gone, Ben, I got a caller that would not give his name, and then when I potted him up, he flushed a toilet. Oh, God. I want him hunted down. Yes, when that happens, I want you to make me proud. Oh, I mean, you run the show. I mean. The other guy, you know, he's not you, so I didn't push him to go out there and hunt him down and gut him like a fish, but I would not be extending that luxury to you. There you go. One last time, this portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed, check them out. This is where the stuff that is not in stock is in stock all the time. Now, recently, former Speaker of the House, Permatan man John Boehner, got out there and he spoke very ill of fellow Republican Ted Cruz in a Q&A at Stanford University. He likened the candidate to Lucifer in the flesh, and that got all of the media attention, but there was something else that he said that got virtually none. His comments also included a reference to the ongoing FBI investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was at the State Department, speculating on what might happen if the scandal widens. The former speaker said, "Don't be shocked if 2 weeks before the convention, here comes Joe Biden parachuting in and Barack Obama fanning the flames to make it all happen." Now, we've talked about this before. Biden has, he indicated he was not going to run and stuff. But at the same time, with all the liability that Hillary has, and look, it's everything is beginning to shift. The polls, despite the best efforts of all of these inevitability magicians, are beginning to shift towards Trump. The more and more she looks like she's the presumptive nominee. So even someone as self-absorbed as Hillary must surely realize that she's beginning
to show too much baggage, too many demonstrable lies, and too many viable avenues of investigation by officials who care more for country than party. And these are the anchors that will draw Clinton below the waves, dooming her bid for the presidency. There are some people out there that think this is all according to plan. Now, to understand this, it's important to take a look back at the genesis of the Clinton legal issues. She clearly mishandled highly classified information during her tenure as Secretary of State, committing espionage every time she did it. Some would go further and call it intentional exposure of state secrets, but absent any real revelations from the FBI investigation, that's pure speculation, no matter how likely it may appear. Given the very odd nature of this year's electoral climate, speculation is a pretty good exercise, as any, so let's flesh out this particular line of reasoning. We know that her excuse for placing a private server in her home for the processing of state secrets via email doesn't pass any sort of muster at all. You know, there's no test it passes. Supposedly seeking convenience, citing the desire to carry only one smartphone for all correspondence rather than one for work and another for personal, she established this server in the basement of her private home, also hosting email accounts for her two closest aides, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. Now, your average middle schooler could have told Clinton that it would be much easier to abandon the government-issued BlackBerry in favor of a smartphone capable of accessing more than one email account than it would be to set up an entire self-hosted network vulnerable to hackers at her house in Chappaqua. What may be a more reasonable explanation is that the secretary wanted the freedom to permit access to state secrets at her behest to parties unknown, perhaps in exchange for some of those remarkably large contributions to the Clinton Foundation. It strains belief to think that people will toss around that kind of money on the off chance that she might actually become president one day. That just doesn't happen. That's too much theory, you know. It's not. It's just a theory. It's just a belief. It's a concept at this moment because she's not president. Now, our enemies are nothing if not pragmatic. They would have insisted on a far more immediate return on investment, one not possible if information had to be first accessed and retrieved from State Department-hosted servers before passing on to the Foundation contributors. The weakness in her plan stems from the discovery of her personal network, revealed by the Romanian hacker known as Guccifer, same hacker who was recently extradited to the United States at the request of those investigating Emailgate a la Clinton. Now, assuming that the FBI director is indeed gathering prosecutable evidence against Clinton, it would stand to reason that a political operative of Clinton's stature would have arranged an escape for such a contingency. So here's some reasoning to consider. Realizing that the evidence against her could rise to a level of treason, she's going to have to strike a bargain with the Obama White House that in return for bowing out at or near the convention, she would receive a full pardon in order to ensure that she will never see the inside of a prison cell. She takes the slings and the arrows, exhausting the opposition research budgets of every Republican campaign, leaving VP Joe Biden and Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, largely immune from scrutiny during those long months of primaries and caucuses. By the time she begs off the nomination, and probably citing medical issues, the Republicans would have 3 months to investigate and counter the actual nominees, Biden and Warren. Those among the electorate who are itching to make history with a female president will believe themselves to be doing precisely that by voting for a Biden-Warren ticket, albeit with a 4-year on-the-job training period. Elizabeth Warren is as easily as progressive as Clinton. She probably has a lot more in common with Sanders, but doesn't carry the ethical corruption baggage that engulfs the wife of Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend. Joe Biden doesn't carry the intellectual heft necessary to attain the presidency as a standalone candidate, but teamed with a soon-to-be historical figure in Warren, his star shines far more brightly. Clinton avoids prison and walks away with hundreds of millions in campaign donations. Obama gets a third term via Biden, and Democrats everywhere get to gush about their tolerance and forward thinking by electing the first female vice president president in waiting. Republicans are caught on their heels, holding years of now worthless Clinton research while having virtually no contemporary files on their actual opponents. When the Democrats accuse Republicans of shady malfeasance, rest assured that it is they who are engaged in precisely the crime they allege. So given the left-wing media narrative of stolen nominations and convention chicanery, it's more than plausible that the scenario outlined above is something that would, you know, it's more than pure speculation. By midsummer, we will all know if that's correct. We've talked about this before, and it hasn't gone away. Just remember where you heard it, because I'm watching this unfold with disbelief that a saboteur is leading one party of the United States for the nomination. Say what you want about Sanders. He hasn't committed espionage. And Democrats are pushing for Hillary. The end does not justify the means. Any soldier can tell you that. And often will. Often will. It's all just a shell game, bro. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.